Good afternoon, everybody. See this? I'm standing on holy ground, okay? It's much easier. Holy ground. Wasn't that a wonderful time of worship? It was. Do you know the quickest way to hear God's voice is to be in worship? If you're not into worship, get into worship. It's the most important part of a service. It's the only part where you give to God. Every other part of the service, God gives back to you. If you're not worshiping, learn how to do it. The worship team up here does a wonderful job. Thank you, Pastor Rena, for the opportunity to get up here too. But listen, well, the way she led today was wonderful. If you want to hear what God is saying, get down like this. Say, Lord, what are you saying to me? You know, God loves you so much. He's on your side in everything. Learn to worship Him. That's the quickest way of hearing what God's got to say. You know, you were created to worship. You were created to worship. That's your natural instinct, your natural place. And when you learn to do it, if you're not used to it, get home, put a DVD on or watch YouTube, get the Christian music on and sit there and worship God. Learn to worship. There's nothing better for you. When you get filled up with God's grace, nothing is better than that. Yeah. Nothing's better. That was way off script. Sorry about that. But anyway, I'm Gary, my wonderful wife Lisa. Now, my wife Lisa is a school teacher, okay? She teaches. Now, I'm not. I'm sort of a jumpy, happy, clappy sort of person, so you'll have to forgive us if we don't. If Lisa chases me off the stage, you know why, okay? It's because of a jump script. But anyway, our God's a good God. He loves you so much. He really does. All those songs we sang today, even the announcements about mothers, it says everything that we want to say. It doesn't matter who you are. You have an important place to play in the upbringing of children. Anyway, happy Mother's Day to the mums. Happy Mother's Day to you all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. He's such a good God. We're going to read 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 5. Is that up there? Okay. I am reminded of your genuine faith, which first lived in your grandmother Lois and in your mother Eunice, and I am persuaded now lives in you also. These two special ladies sowed into Timothy's life. Timothy was such a powerful person in the New Testament. But the reason he became that was because of what? The grandmother and the mother sowed. What we sow into our children is going to make them who they become in the future. If you sow God's grace, God's mercy and faith into their lives, they will grow up with that. It wasn't just words. It was lifestyle. They showed their children what it is to be a Christian. They showed what it is to be to worship God. Like in the house, how do you behave? How do we behave in front of our children? They watch everything we do. They learn everything we do. When we had Jasmine and Jacqueline, when Jacqueline and Jasmine were little children, I said, God, have you got a word for me about my kids? What do you want me to do? Because I want my children to grow up and walk with God. And God said to me, Gary, teach your children to love me. Don't teach them about me. A lot of people, a lot of children know all about God, but they don't love him. They haven't got a relationship. Not supposed to be that way. You know, they've done surveys of kids in America in particular, at universities, and they've done surveys. How come these children have walked away from God? They start talking to them and they can tell you every story that are possible is. They know the stories better than us. But they have no relationship with Jesus. The most important thing you can impart to your children is relationship. It comes by you living the way God wants you to live and sharing with them. Teach them how to worship. Teach them how to read God's word. You know, God, he has entrusted our children to us because he knows we can look after them and bring them up. I know it's difficult sometimes. I know it's hard. But if God's given them to you, he's also given you the ability to do the job. He wouldn't give them to you if you couldn't do it. The scriptures say, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. How do you do it? Through Christ, not you. When you're having trouble with the children, Lord, show me what to do. Because they're all different. None of them are the same. They've all got different little ways of doing things. How you treat one, you can't necessarily treat the other one because they react differently. If you ask God, he will show you what to do. That's the good thing about being with Jesus. He never leaves you alone. He's always there with you wherever you go, whatever you do, whatever the difficulty. Now, the faith that Lois and Eunice passed on to Timothy, it caused Timothy to stand in the midst of every trial and temptation and problem that came his way. The amount of persecution the church has suffered in those days, Timothy stood. He stood because his faith was grounded in God. He learnt that from his mum and his grandmother. We don't know about his dad. So never underestimate what you're sowing into your children. You know, you get a glass of water. If you put water in it, we tip it out, water comes out. So if you put good things into your children, good things will come out. It's a spiritual law. I've got written down here, genuine faith in Jesus has power. When you have faith in God, it releases his power on your behalf. Ask and you shall receive. Knock and it will be opened. Keep on knocking, don't stop. Don't stop. You know, we have an enemy, okay? He's Satan, he's real. Okay, the Bible says we wrestle not against flesh and blood. And he's real and he wants to destroy us and our children. So when you pray, don't stop praying. Don't stop praying. Keep seeking God and God will always give you the answer or make a way of escape. Like Timothy, he went through so many tests and trials all through that time in his life. But God always got him through. The same with Paul. The same with all those early apostles. The things they suffered. But none of them gave up. As a saying we used to have, if you don't quit, you can't be defeated. If you don't quit, you cannot be defeated. The only time you're going to lose is when you quit. Because God will never quit on you. He's always there saying, come on. Come on, Pastor Wiener, you can do it. Come on, you can do it. God will never let you down. Faith, as Eunice and Lewis had, was a lifestyle. Would you like to say something? Do you want me to keep going? Hey? You want to say something? You can.
All right. Obviously, Gary went off script totally. I was thinking, where are you going? Well, that's all right. That's Gary, and that's his faith. And he's got this faith that even astounded me when I first met him. So, but it's still astounding until today. Anyway, we were going to look at the mothers, and in this case, grandmothers as well. This story is very close to both Pastorina and my heart, because it is because of our grandmother, my mom's mom, I think her mission was to make sure to ensure that we follow Jesus all the days of our lives. We did not grow up in a Christian family, in a Christian home. Very similar to Timothy, really, I think. Although it was from his home that he learned, because his grandmother and his mother, but Timothy had a Greek father, and being probably an unbeliever, so this story is really, really close to our hearts. Anyway, we were going to look at genuine faith, which is something that is real, authentic, and actually Gary has it. He's got this faith that you know, like if everything around him, all the circumstances is just falling apart. There was sometimes we had, at one time we had difficulty, like he was made redundant and things like that. And he would always look at me and say, Lisa, it's fine. God's got it. Why should we worry? Why? You know, and he will quote me, oh my goodness, he will quote me Bible verses. So if I had a grandmother who would just say, Jesus loves you, and she would quote to me John 3:16. No, Gary would quote to me, in all your things, you know, in all that you do, acknowledge God. My goodness, this is Proverbs 3. What was it? Proverbs 3. You know, and yeah, trust in the Lord with all your, you know, with all your heart. And so that was a learning thing for me. It was probably that genuine faith that I caught on to as well. And it is not fake. There's no pretenses. It's real. This faith is real. And that faith was the same faith that Lois and Eunice had, yeah. And then they imparted it to Timothy. So we look at that lesson, and the second one we can look at, the second one following on from what Gary said earlier, the faith in Jesus begins with you. Honestly, it does begin with you. It began with Timothy. It began obviously from the grandmother and then the mother and then to Timothy, but this one, it begins with you. Most of us grew up in a Christian home. Most of us didn't. And we did not have the opportunity to have Bible read to us around the table. We never had grace before meals. It is our first time, you know, first time parent, first time Christian, first time believers in Christ. Gary is the same. He didn't grow up in a Christian family, but he is the first Christian in his family. Yeah. True. And it is not difficult. And we think about Lois and Eunice as mothers. It's not easy. You have to clean, you have to wash, Lois and Eunice obviously did not have a washing machine, but, you know, that's, and they did not have an oven like we have today or, you know, things to cook with. But they made that effort to spend time with Timothy. Now, even though if you have one child, five children, it does not matter. What matters is that you take time and you spend time with your children. Whether you're a grandma, a grandfather, this is a calling not only for mothers. It is a calling for everyone. You spend time with Jesus and you see what He can do for you. You are purposed for that calling. You are purposed to spend time with Him. That is your eternal purpose. To spend time to worship Him, to have faith in Jesus. Paul, we go to the second verse. If you turn to me, turn with me to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. It says, "Continue in the things which you have learned, knowing from whom you learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures." Paul is saying here, Timothy, remember where your faith began. Remember who taught you. Pastorina and I used to, you know, always remember the scripture that stands out to us the most was John 3:16. "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whoever believes in Him will not perish but have everlasting life." There was somebody praying for us. It happened to be our grandmother, our mother. And there's somebody who prayed for you. Now it's your turn to pray for that somebody. Yeah, it doesn't matter who you are, young, old, grandmother, not a grandmother, not a mother, a mother. It does not matter. But what matters is you take the time to speak into a young person's life. You take time to speak into your friend's life. You take time to speak into somebody's life, to pray for them. Pray without ceasing. Pray because you never know who would be coming, running into this door. And you look up one day and said, "Oh my goodness, I've been praying for that person. I've been praying for that child. And look what that child has become. That child follows God. That child has faith in God." And you prayed. Now, people may not know you prayed, but you know who knows? Our Heavenly Father does. He knows all things. He knows all things. And you'd be surprised when you get to heaven and you say, "Oh my goodness, you did this, this, and you did that, that. And look at this person you prayed for." You'd be blessed out of your socks. Honestly, yeah. So again, Paul is reminding Timothy, this is where you've come from. Please do not forget this. Do not forget what's been taught to you. Children, if you have walked too far away, come back. You know, nothing is too difficult to God, for God, nothing is. Come back and He will redeem. He is our Redeemer. So Timothy grew up surrounded by scriptures, prayer, and godly example. His mother and grandmother were his first teachers. You know, they were his first sermon. He's never known anything else except Lois and Eunice. Yeah, grandmother and mother. Okay. And to that, we go to the third one. We're not going to talk long here. So, honestly, the third one is God works through all circumstances. Right, Gary? Yeah. He works through all circumstances. The circumstances that surrounded Lois and Eunice a long time ago was the fact that Christianity was not popular. Guess what? Christianity is not popular today. Not at all. We're sometimes even afraid to say we are Christians, you know, or that we go to church on a Sunday. And it's the same. There's no difference. But you know what they did? They made sure they stayed strong in Jesus. They made sure that they read the Word every day, that they had a discussion with their children around the table, in the living room, prayed together. Even though your house is messy, your room is untidy, it's a roller coaster. Your emotions is a roller coaster. But you know what? even then God works in that circumstances, in all circumstances. He is a wonderful God. You know when you are doing something right, when your children come up to you and say, I've got Jacqueline saying to me, Mom, she's 19, Mom, she said, how did you and Dad bring us up like this? And I said, well, how, Jacqueline? We're quite good children. And I'm thinking, I'm saying, oh my goodness, I think I should teach you to be humble. There's a humility here. But yeah, but then you think, oh my, I'm thinking, thank you, God. No, honestly, thank you, God. And you know when you're doing something right, when your child also quotes scriptures to you. I was worrying about something and Jasmine was 7 years old. And she said to me, Mom, why are you worrying? You went to the doctor. I think you're all right. You're healthy. Why you don't have to wait for a report? Don't go around, you know, being like the Israelites. I said, huh? Are you preaching to me at 7 years old? Thank God she doesn't preach to me now. But anyway, yeah, you know. So when she said that to me, I thought, oh my goodness. So we must be doing something, you know, something right. We must be doing like God. This is just little examples. I'm sure your children have, you know, tells you more than this. Honestly, they do. And I know they do. So we thank you. We thank God, you know, for all that, you know, for all that He is for us, all that He's done for us. Yeah. But don't stop praying. Never stop praying for your children. Don't let a child in this church, family in this church, we are all family, all followers of Christ, all children of God, right? So don't let a child pass you by without praying a blessing over them. You know, like, God, just bless that child. Just bless that, you know, bless Jonah that he will grow up and become your son, that he will follow you all the days of his life, that he will not depart from you. You know, you pray, just even look at them and just say, Lord, I commit the child to you. I commit that person to you. I commit Tegan to you, you know, Lord. And raise her up into the woman that she should be. Mothers, that is what we are called to do. Everyone, that's what we are called to do. Church, we are called to pray. Pray without ceasing. An effectual
fervent prayer
of a righteous man
availeth
much. Yeah. An effectual, fervent prayer. No matter how old you are, your hair is all gray. Okay? It does not matter. Yeah. It does not matter. You are called to be a blessing, to pray a blessing, and to just, that's your purpose. That is our purpose.
Can I just say that prayer is the backbone of every church? The prayer is the backbone of every church, of every family, and of everything that we do. If there's no prayer, it will not be sustained. It will collapse because the enemy will get in and destroy it. Anything the devil gives you will destroy you, no matter what it is. But prayer, I find myself that, like even this morning, God gave me a dream about my niece. In that dream, she got really, really, really angry. I don't know why. But I was up at 4 o'clock this morning praying for her. So when God gives you something, please listen. God, see, the Holy Spirit will not waste your time. He knows how much time you got. If He asks you to do something, stop what you're doing. God will never waste your time. If He wants you to pray for Pastor Rena or Pastor Jeremy, please do it because they need it. Mm. Don't do it in 2 hours' time.
No.
Too late.
Yeah.
But with your family, with your kids, mums and dads, when you pray, listen to what God is saying. He loves your kids more than you do. Mm. He cares for them. He will tell you when to pray if you listen. He will say, don't let that one go there. Don't let that one go there. See that relationship over there? Pray and break the ties right now. When your kids start making wrong relationships, God will show you. Say, I'll break that tie in Jesus' name. Soulless ties is where the devil is a spirit. He works in the soulless area. He creates soulless ties. That's emotions, okay? And in the mind. But when you're a Christian, you start praying and God will show you and you can break those ties and they can't do anything. And all I mean is the devil can't do anything. It's really important. Listen to what God says, what God is saying to you. Whatever God wants you is always the best thing. And he will never let you down. I've been a Christian over 40 years now. Been the best 40 years of my life. I could go on, but I better not go on too much. But listen, God is a good God. He's on your side, and he will never let you down. Yeah. Never. If God says do this, I don't care what somebody else, trust him. He knows what's around the corner. We don't. We had a friend at church the other day, and I'll just share this real quickly. His name is Brent. And he had an opportunity to go for a new job. And he said, oh, should I? I'm safe here. Should I? Anyway, he decided to go for it. Because God said go for it, he went for it. 2 weeks later, his whole company collapsed. If he hadn't listened to what the Holy Spirit was saying, he would have got made redundant as well. At the time, Brent didn't know that. He was quite happy with his job. So please listen. See, God wants to look after you. You young ones over here, if you want a really, really good life, the best thing you can do is get close to Jesus.
Yeah.
Because whatever he wants for you is the best thing. And that's when you're going to be most happy and most secure. Because he knows all about you and he will look after you in everything.
Okay, we have to conclude. We are going to conclude here. So finally, when we look at Lois and Eunice, I was practicing how to say Eunice, so I say it the Asian way or Malaysian way, really.
That's okay.
Oh, my goodness, my girls. I was saying, no, it's Eunice. No, Mom, it's Eunice. No, it's Eunice. So you know what? I'm going to say this. When we look at Lois and Eunice, we see a powerful reminder that God works through ordinary people who put their faith and trust in him. Their sincere faith shaped Timothy's life and impacted generations to come. Don't ever, ever, ever underestimate what God can do through you. Don't you ever. No matter how, I'm saying this again, no matter how old you are, I'm referring to myself, okay? No matter how old you are, God can do what God can do through your prayers, your example, and your obedience to Jesus. He can do miraculous things. And you can't even dream of what God can do. You can't even fathom, honestly, you can't, that to be here. A faithful life carries eternal influence. It's eternal. It's not momentarily, it is eternal. A legacy of faith begins with one person. You chose to say yes to Jesus. You have a legacy to impact the next generation. You have a legacy to impact the next generation. Don't you ever forget that. Whatever you say, whatever you do, there is a trail. It becomes, you know, like you throw the stone in the waves and it has repercussions. So whatever you do, whatever good you do, do not stop doing good. I encourage you, everybody, do not stop doing good. Yep. There is no tiring in doing. It's not exhaustion in doing good. Because you know what? God is your strength. God is your strength. He enables you. He has that power. He has that authority to empower you. And you have that authority. You have that power because you have the Holy Spirit inside of you. Okay, you have everything that God can give you. You have it all. You have it all, church. Life is not always predictable. It is not always easy. There will be times when you feel, oh, my faith is so small today. I've got nothing left. Lord, I have nothing. It is so small. But you know what? Even that God has in the Bible. You have faith small as a mustard seed, and you watch the mountain move. You watch that mountain move because that small faith and that journey, you know, that small faith, we have a big God that makes that faith possible, that multiplies to that faith, that will give you all, that will take you through it. God is able to redeem time. If you think, oh my goodness, I think I'm way behind now. My children is too far gone. Nothing is too far gone to God. Nothing, I say nothing. You know, you draw a boundary line. You draw, said, this is the blood of Jesus. This is the blood of Jesus. No one, you enemy, cannot go into that place. Into that place where I hold close to God. Where I said, God, this is where you stand. It is finished. That is done. God, you are mine. You are my my children are yours. My family are yours. My sister is yours. My brother is yours. My brother-in-law is yours. My in-laws are yours. My sister-in-laws are yours. So Lord, I draw that line here. You're a mother. You're a sister. You're a woman. And you know what? Jesus is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And you know who hunt? And you know who hunt in the lion's tribe? In the lion, who are the hunters? The mothers, the women. Ladies, pray like never before. Say, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. You know, we echo. It was so beautiful to see Pastor Jeremy and Melina last Sunday here. Oh my goodness, it blessed us so much. So I wish good. They were here so sitting down. So we echo them and we echo Pastor Rina's message, as for me and my house, and Joshua, yeah? As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord.
Amen.
So even things pull you, even the world pulls you, even culture shifts and world pulls you away. Keep your eyes
on Jesus.
Keep your eyes fixed on Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. Yeah. Okay, who for the joy set before him endured the cross. He endured the cross for us, everyone. He loves you all more than you will ever know. He loves you all with an eternal love. With an eternal love. So your faith matters. Your walk with Jesus matters. He loves you. He loves you all. And what God begins in you today will bless generations to come. We thank you, everyone, for having us here. You know, we appreciate it. And we pray that God ministers to you right now, that God just tells you how much He loves you, that even the little things that you do, that you think, oh, it's insignificant, but raising a child is of great significance to God. Amen. Raising a child in faith and trusting Jesus is the greatest significance for God. That Amen. Is, yeah, that is their mission. That is discipling. So don't look down at yourself and think like, oh, I can't do this.
No matter how hard it gets, never quit. Life gets really hard. I can't tell you how many times I've cried. I've cried so many times, but God always raises you up. Never quit. The only time you fail is when you don't get back up. The devil can knock you down 1,000 times. Get back up 1,000 and give it back to him. Okay? Always get back up.